Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
On Thursday of this week, we heard that Ireland ended 2025 in a technical recession, according to preliminary data from the Central Statistics Office. Ireland's economy shrank in the last 3 months of 2025, according to early estimates from the Statistics Agency. In a time when we hear about bursting government coffers, how can this actually be? I'm delighted to be joined by economist Austin Hughes to help me get under the hood of this rather perplexing economic data. How are you, Austin?
Very good, Bobby.
Now, we've been here before. I seem to be remember talking about this with you some time back. But this, the technical recession is two negative growth in two consecutive quarters, in layman's language.
In layman's language, pernickety economists would probably say that that's a shorthand for it. But, you know, because what really matters is there really clear evidence across most indicators that the economy is slowing down? I think, you know, for the layman, for anyone who's too worried about the apocalypse this morning, you know, we are seeing a slowdown. It's not a slump. It's not the end of the world. You know, there are reasons that we do have to be careful over the next while. And partly by accident and partly by design, these numbers capture that. But if you think about that narrow definition of recession, we've had three of these over the last 3 years, and this is far and away the mildest. The others were three or five times greater. And part of it is artificial. We're coming from an exceptionally strong start to the year, so we go up a lot and we come down a little. That's really
the game of two halves sort of thing.
Exactly. We were 3-0 up at half time and we've conceded in the 90th minute one goal.
But yeah, riddle me this, as Pat Kenny says, the same data showing declines to the second half of 2025 indicated the size of the Irish economy grew during the year as a whole by a massive 12.6%.
Yeah.
Is that not the figure we should be focusing on?
That is. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, if something goes out the 30th of June or the 1st of July, doesn't really matter. The year is probably the best sort of aggregate to look at. And in that regard, you know, whereas I think I heard you earlier talking about how Europe had grown, you know, and had grown by 0.3% in the last couple of quarters, Ireland grew 8 times as fast as the euro area average in 2025, 12.5% against 1.5%. Now, that is GDP. That's not something most of your listeners feel in either their household or their business circumstances. In terms of the broader economy, the measures we look at, modified domestic demand, are that it's probably about, it's still about 4%, and consumer spending
is
weaker.
So this is GNI, which is GDP minus federal direct, foreign direct investment.
Yeah, you're trying to drive your listeners away with all these things, Bobby, definitely. Yeah, there are a couple of different measures, GNI star, or modified domestic demand. None of them are actually, none of them give a picture. It's a bit like saying, what's the weather today? And someone says 6 degrees. That doesn't tell you a great deal about what's happening to businesses and households. We're in the fast lane in the Irish economy, but there's a definite slowdown. Now, part of it is artificial because companies front ran the tariffs last year. Part of it is artificial because there was the development of Eli Lilly's weight loss diabetes drug, and there was a surge in exports in the first half of the year. And that artificial surge had to sort of stabilize and stop. So that's part of it. There is also a cooling in the Irish economy. At the start of the year, we were creating jobs, were up 90,000 year on year. Third quarter, it's 31,000. That's still decent, but it's dropped from a 3% growth rate to 1%. Part of it is actually harder to get workers in some areas, but part of it also is the uncertainty, very uncertain world. And companies are saying, hang on a minute, the last few years, we had to just keep on employing more and more people. Now, let's take a pause and see how things work out. So I think that's one element. Costs are an issue for the Irish economy. Inflation has been higher than expected of late. And it's still, you know, a problem for many households and businesses. It's come down from the very rapid times. but it's a cost.
Inflation is still an issue, isn't
it? Yeah, and the start of last year, food inflation was 1.4%. The latest numbers we've seen, 3.9%. And grocery inflation broadly is running, they say, around 6%. So, you know, that's biting into, you know, the profits, the household budgets for lots of people. So there is that element. And the other issue that we can't forget is infrastructure. Now, we've talked about housing till the cows come home and the strains there. But we're seeing in the last week around weather how really under the cosh we are. Yeah. We don't have any capacity to deal with things. So all these things slow the economy in a sense. And the critical issue now is what do we do in the current year to make sure things go okay? Now, I would just add in terms of, you know, while the economy doing well, consumer spending has been a little bit slower. You know, euro area averages say the growth in GDP is 8 times the euro area average. For consumer spending, it's about twice. And retail sales at the end of the year were actually lower in December 25 than in 24. And if you look at...
By much?
By about 1%. But that's partly because electrical goods sales were up a lot. You look at food, you look at clothing, you look at pharmacy, furniture. They're all down 3 or 4% year on year. You know, so again, to use this terrible weather, you know, what we have is sunshine and showers, some of which are very heavy. You know, so depending on what sector of the economy, it's tough. And that's the real point of these numbers. It's not to be fatalistic about the economy running into a wall. It's to focus. We need to spend on infrastructure, economic and social. And we do need to support people in their living costs as well.
And these numbers from the CSO, they're validated a bit later on, aren't they?
Yeah,
so these are like snapshot headlines, but and in your experience, is there much variation between what you see here and what we're likely to see when they confirm the numbers?
Yeah, these are very partial data, and I think you will see numbers that could be a little bit stronger, you know, but they do vary. They won't change the big picture for household and businesses that, as I say, one, growth was decent in 2025 and it was decent around a cooling sort of trend in the economy. And I think that's likely to persist this year. You know, the reality is the world is a bumpier place, much bumpier place. We're very lucky. We're in the fast lane in terms of economic growth. You know, as I say, Europe is announcing and triumphing, you know, 1.5% growth. We'd be actually very worried about that in the Irish economy. So we're in a decent place, but we can't squander it. And I think a lot of economists are wrong in terms of what they actually recommend, because I think we need to spend a lot more on infrastructure quicker. And we also need to get rid of the blockages around planning and this. We're in a golden time for the Irish economy. It's tough out there for businesses and many households, but we have resources. We have to be very careful we don't squander them. We use them to make sure we're talking about strong growth in 5 years' time.
Yeah. Well, look, Austin, we always appreciate your analysis. I'm sorry for being oversimplistic. I know I just like to, I know there are complexities, but I think listeners do like to hear plain language. Your weather analogies were great, because I think that's what we need. And you're right, it's when you say, you know, what figure do you want? I can give you this one or I can give you that one. So we need to be careful about the message.
Yeah, but the real element is the policy. Do more, you know.
All right, Austin Hughes there, great economist. Thanks for coming in to talk to us.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.